Okay, we're on page Resh Chaf. We're doing Ha'oifen Hashivasor, the 17th tool. Hu cheshman nefesh al odom lasos la'atzon kishu mafchin ba'atzon sheishel natiyas nafshis limotzei v'cheves me'odom lovalos itam. Cheshman nefesh is what a person has to calculate. He has to mafchin ba'atzon. He has to discriminate and discern. Sheishel natiyas nafshis. He has a natural instinct, an inclination to be found in a chevra of people, ulevalos itam, and to waste time with them. Okay? Whatever the social settings are. So, think about the last time you were in a social setting. That doesn't mean with your wife. We mean, you know, whatever. There's a number of people. Maybe it was the last shul kiddush you were at. Whatever. Think about it. Was it a productive use of your time? Did you accomplish something positive in your service to Hashem while in that social setting? Now, think about the last time you were alone. Were the results any different? Okay, so today's tool is going to try to have us realize that to know our obligations in life to our Hashem and towards our own growth, and what's the better place to be at most times. Now, he wrote this well before the internet and all the other mishigasim were in the world. Imagine, go back to the times of Cholos Avavos, which was approximately the 10th or 11th century. Let's think about what were the things you could do at that time? Well, if you were a Jew, the only thing you could do is either learn Torah or just hang around, go to the local tavern. There weren't a lot of options, right? So, but it's similar in many ways today as well. So now, when you start looking at it to yourself, yisbonein, reflect, b'malos hisboididus, the virtues of hisboididus, of solitude, the aprishim in the autumn, and separating yourself from people, realize that the positive verses ubaros hanovos mehabilui behevra shalksilim, and the evil that comes forth from the bilui, from the wasting of time in a chevra of fools, kishein hechrach hamal tzolozet, when it really doesn't have to do it. So now he's going to list you 10 drawbacks that usually occur in a group setting. So let's take a look. Aleph. Number one, shemedabrim dvarim yutarim. People speak too many words. V'sipurei shmuos, and they tell over things they heard about. You know, what was in the news, what happened with so-and-so. Masha amar ploni, what so-and-so said. Umasha amar brios, what do people say? Upitpute hevel arukim, and pitpute, it's like chirping of hollow of wind, long-winded discussions. Shame b'em kol tzarech, there's no need for it. What's going on? What's with the Democrats? How come they're not approving this thing? The Iran deal, all these things, all there's so much to talk about. Ukvar amr shlomo melech hachochom al dibur melech, the wisest man said about this kind of talk. Berov dvarim lo yechtal pesha, with an abundance of words, will not be withheld iniquity. In other words, if you talk a lot, you'll sin. And another wise man who remains nameless says, es dvarecha hamiyutarim kanes. Extra words, gather in. Keep it tight to the vest. Don't say it. Ves mamon chamiyut, but extra money, pazer. Let it get, spread it out. That's what you should spread out. In other words, spread out your wealth, but don't spread out your talking. So that's number one. So number one is you just stop talking a lot. Idle chatter, bittelsman. It's more likely, the more you talk, the more likely you are going to sin. That's generally speaking. Bayes, second pitfall of social media. Shemedabrim l'shoin hara b'nei adam. You usually start speaking l'shoin hara. Umaskir es ma'aseh marayim. You start remembering their bad ways. Ves midos se'em agos, and their bad midos. Val zen amar, and that's what it says in Tehillim. Teshev be'achicha, sit with your brother, tidaber, speak, beveni mech imcha, about the son of your mother, titein dofi, he will provide slander. In other words, the person who sits with his brother, or with his, another expression of brother, he will eventually slander the person. So the more talk that goes on, the more lashon hara that goes on. Gimel, shemedabrin divrei kozav shkarim, quite often, lies. People speak falsely and lie. Valzen namar, and that's what the pasuk says. Havuvos bekirba. Wickedness, havuvos, wickedness is inside her. V'lo yomish merchava, she doesn't go away from the streets. Toch umirma, it doesn't go away from their oppression and fraud. In other words, those are the kind of things that happened when you're out in the streets. Vod Nemer also says in Yirmiyo, Hikshafti, I was paying attention, Ve'eshman, I listened, Lochen Yedaber, so they should not speak that way. They weren't speaking the way they should speak. Okay, so usually people are going to lie. Dalad, Shinishpoim Shvu Sheker Shvu Shav, people make false oaths. You know, you say, I swear that's what happened. Well, you saw Chaim Yankel really went there. I swear it. Shabari Amalek, that Hashem said in Shmos, Ki lo yinakeh, you will not be cleansed from this. V'achad ha-chassidim Omer Pamel Talmidim, once a chassid said to his students, Ha-toyra amnam hitira lanu lishava v'shem Hashem al-emes. Yes, the Torah does permit a person to swear in his names for the truth. Ach b'chol makom, but even though you're allowed to, I advise you. So shijavu bishmo, don't ever swear in Hashem's name. Lol emes lol sheker, not for truth or for falseness. We stop kuba miras kenolo. Just say yes or no. Don't always say you swear, because you invoke God's name. That's a serious business. Hey, shemisgoyim, people can become arrogant. Umitzlotzim, and they mock people. Umevayishim, and embarrass people. Vitzochakim echad mashani, and people are screaming one from the other. Ukvar yichadati sharm yuchad b'seiros. I've already dedicated an entire gate in my book. Kidei lavar kamal adam yisrach b'tiramel. How a person should distance himself from these things. Vushar k'nia. That's the gate of humility. People tend to want to jockey for social position and, you know, be the one with the cool statement and that he becomes arrogant in certain groups. It comes out when you're in the group. Vav, number six, Shein Yiras Elokim Belibo. There's no fear of God in people's hearts. B'shashu Mevala Im Bnei Adam U'Mesochech Itam. When a person wastes his time and schmoozes with people, there's no fear of God that person has. Zayin Shmei Adam Osim L'Mamona Nezek U'Medamilov. That people will cause damage to his money. In other words, you know, you talk about, you know, your business deals, you start revealing financial matter, you tell people secrets and they tell other people, blah, blah, blah. Al yedeshu magala lahem es minyanov. He tells people what his, you know, oh, I've invested $100 million in this and this, I put it away and this, that, and then people will eventually try to steal it from him. So that's just practical advice. Ches, shubali de tzvius. We'll bring the person to tzvius. Tzvius literally means to be colored, but it means to be a hypocrite. When he's amongst people, he tries very hard to make himself a big name in front of people. And the other, to be considered cool or with it or this and that, he becomes arrogant and glorifies himself before them. He says, I know all kinds of things. And maybe he doesn't, but he always wants to make it look like he's with it with everything. If he really knows it, or even doesn't know it, but he lets on as if to know it, so he becomes a hypocrite in what he says. Or, like, you know, saying the politically correct things, even though that's not really true. Either way. Test, next page. Shumavius atzmal yedei kach lidei chiyuv litzavos lanoshim lasos tov livnosom lasos ra. He now that you're amongst people, you now have an obligation to give rebuke to people. In other words, you have to come an obligation to command people to do what's good or to prevent them from doing bad. Kolomar, you've come lidechiyuv l'kayim mitzvos ateichacha. Now that you're with people, you have a mitzvah to being mochiach them. Shabar tzivo sanu aleh b'amro. Hashem has commanded us to do that. He says, ocheach tochiach zamisecha. You shall surely rebuke your friend. If you hang around these people, you're friends with them, you now are in a position to influence them. And if you don't, that's a terrible thing. And he elaborates on this point now. V'chiyuv zeh, and this obligation, hamatel aleinu limnoa acher milachato, that we are obliged to prevent other people from sinning, aleinu l'kayim b'shlosh, there's three ways we can do this mitzvah. Number one, b'masa, in action. Klomer yadayim, with your hands. You literally stop a person from doing it. Like Pinchas did with Cosby and Zimri, that he killed them when they acted improperly in public. Beis b'dibur, you'll also be required to use your mouth, speech. When Moshe said to Dustin and Aviram, he said to one of them, you're a Rasha, lama sakariyacha. Why are you hitting your friend? That's verbal rebuke. And finally, give him belief in his heart. Like King David said, Sonesi kahamareim, I hated the congregation of wicked people. Vim rishoyim leishev, and I will not sit amongst the wicked. But my heart, I hated them. You have to mamish feel against them. And that's an obligation that you must have. And it's a mitzvah saseh that you would be transgressing if you wouldn't give rebuke to these people that you're capable of. Kloimer. In other words, imadam rosh roeh. If a person sees his friend is sinning, and he doesn't receive the rebuke, a lovely he has to stop him from doing the sin. If he has the ability to stop him with his hands, who also doesn't do this, whoever misses, he's transgressed. If he can't stop him with his hands, at least verbally protest. Even if he can't verbally protest, of the kaim mitzvah, pachas at least in his heart. But that she yisno sovi yisrael, we should hate him and stay away from him. In other words, if you see a person doing aver, number one, try to stop him physically. If you can't, let's say you live in Israel, and even though you see a person being mechal Shabbos, you can't stop him, because if you do, they'll throw you in jail. Okay, so you can verbally tell him not to. Maybe that could cause a chilul Hashem. Maybe the person's not in a position to hear what you have to say. At least you have to hate such behavior. Now, of course, this is all said 1,000 years ago when there weren't so many tinok shenishbas. I would not suggest that now that the Chovas Olam say you should hate them, but rather you should hate what they're doing and feel terrible for Hashem's lack of kavod would be the better way of doing that. But you'd have to try what you can do. So we could plug Project Inspire, you know. That's what Leib's trying people to do. So how do you rebuke them? Well, you rebuke them by inviting them to your house for Shabbos. Teach them what Shabbos is about. That's the positive way. And you're just as obliged to do that, to invite them to your home or things like that. But that's when you're involved in the public eye like that and you know many people and you will know a lot of things that they are doing wrong. Yotze comes out of all of this. Shekasher adam nimtza b'chevra shel hamon ha'am. When you see that the person is amongst the social group of lots of people, mutalos lo mitzvah zo b'chol mikra. You have this mitzvah under all circumstances. In other words, it's impossible for it not to come up. It's not possible that when you're a group of people, you're not going to find sinners. It says very hard to do this mitzvah fully. As the Gemara says in Erchin, I wonder if in this generation there's anyone who accepts rebuke. They also said, I also wonder if there's anyone who can give a proper rebuke. So if you're amongst people, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're obliged to it, but it's hard, but you've already, the chiyuv has already come on you. If I'm not there, then the chiyuv never was chal. It never came on you, so you wouldn't have to do it. Mashen came imahodam misbodeid. On the other one, a person is in seclusion. Ein safek shlochol av chiyuv zeh. There's no doubt he will not have that obligation. You don't have to stop them from doing bad or make them doing good. So that is, because you're not aware of all these things. Yud, number 10, the final problem with this is, Shuma abed es koach shikul adas ves avona sasehu. You lose your intellectual ability for sound reasoning. It suffers, and you learn bad traits. That's what shikul adas means, how to weigh things. Sound reasoning, ves havona sasek, let yourself understand things. Why is that so? Aleshu mischaber umisyadeid imaksilim, because you're connecting and being friendly with fools. So you keep talking to fools, you become foolish. Not only that, Elishal Yedekach Yitzhar Miskaber. And through that, your Yetzer gets stronger. Who lo made es midos emros. And now you're going to start to learn their bad midos. As King Solomon said in Mishlei, Veroa Kesilim, the one who befriends the fools, Yeroa, evil will befall him. And that's why a rabbi said, Pirkei Avos, Sichas al Yeladim, chatter of little children, Vishivas Bote Knisya Shalom Eretz, and if you sit in gatherings of ignorant people, will take a person out of this world. You do learn from your other people around you, and they rub off on you as much as you think not. Klal Sheldover, let's summarize. Rov Averos, most sins, Ein Yecholus Lehasos El Yedei Shneim, it takes two to tango. Most Averos have to have another person. Kigon Asnus, immorality is an example. Averos Shebemasa Matan, Averos in business. Ushfor Sheker, false oaths. Edu Sheker, false testimony. V'chein Kol Averos Anasa Adalosh, and all sins with the tongue. Edom Yochel Asosim Rakim Hu Nimsa Bechevra Uma Orevim B'dayam. Only when he's with a Chevra and he's with all kinds of people, then he can do this. So in other words, being in a group is a dangerous place to be. Aval, on the other hand, he's bodedus, being in solitude, vaprisha b'nei adam, separating yourself from people, matzilas adam mikol averso, it saves you from all these sins. V'yam tzaya chasab b'yoser, this is the strongest means available. Mikol am tzayma mavimas onolei midas tovos, and of all the methods of getting good midos, ukvar nemar, as the pasuk says, or it says, not a pasuk, but it's an aphorism. Amud ha-tovach, the backbone. Shetor alev nishanalov, that purity of heart rests on. What's the backbone that a pure heart rests on? Avis habedidus, loving solitude. Ubechiras ha-yechidus, and choosing to be alone with oneself. Alkein ochi, therefore my brother, next page. Hizor shlo yasisos ha-yetzer, be careful, don't let the yetzer seduce you. He shouldn't make it look good in your eyes. Es habilui bechevra, the wasting of time with people. Ves hatarovas in bechevra, mixing so much with people. Veshlo yefatos chol ishtoikek lechevrasam, and don't let him seduce you to yearn to be with their chevra. Kasher hincha mispodev inimsya, when you're alone and in solitude, don't go out. This is mamish farkert of the famous line what's her name? There was an actress. Shouldn't even say her name, but the famous actress who sang the song, Why Sit Alone in Your Home? Come to the cabaret. Life is a cabaret, my friend. Come to the cabaret. So that's Mamish, the Yetzer Hara song. You know who I'm talking about, yeah?
No, but...
Good for you. Good for you. So it's my generation, not your generation. But that's what he's saying. Stay away. Stay away from Chevra. So, you know, so unfortunately, you know, this is a serious problem we have. Now, we're going to have to balance this. But let's keep going. Va'acherkach, and then afterwards, Hizar, be careful. So, yata oscha lib chorosho, don't let your mind fool you to think. Ki gam chevra sachachomim ayodim esalkim ves Torah. So, what about the chevra of wise people who know Hashem and know His Torah? What about being friends with Gedolei Torah? Wait a minute. Isn't that omedes besterim avedidus? Isn't that contradicting the idea of seclusion? Shouldn't you hang around to me chachamim? But you said, no, don't be amongst people. Umavedes es malos, it's going to make you lose the virtue of being alone and in solitude. No. Sherader, it's the opposite. When you connect with Chachamim, listen to this. He has bodus amitis vayichidus hashlema. It's the truest solitude and the most complete being alone with oneself. Look at the pischei lev below after the bold lines. Why? What is the benefit of solitude? It keeps you away from the sins of being with the multitudes. It enables you to yisrachsus, to concentrate and focus and elevate yourself in avodas Hashem. That's what being alone will do. So, it helps so much more because the chacham will keep you focused. When you're alone, you may even try, but you may not know how to do it. With a chacham, he'll focus you, he'll guide you, he'll teach you Torah, he'll give you all these things. So, look at this. The greatest he's supposed to do is being in the chevra of true, pious people. And not only that, the virtues of connecting to tzaddikim and righteous people, the virtue is greater than the virtues of being in solitude. If I want to list it, I'd have to go way long and I don't have time to write anymore. But just trust me, he says, being with tzaddikim, hanging around them, that is the best thing to do. Being in the company of spiritually high caliber people who are focused on their spiritual growth can be more effective than solitary contemplation. And we all know that to be true. When you're near certain people who are really very, very good tzaddikim, and they only talk Torah, and you can learn so much from the way they talk. So that's the people you want to hang around to. And therefore, what the Chovas Avavis is saying, it doesn't mean that we have to be a hermit, you see. People say, oh, do I have to live a hermit's life? No, Adarabba, don't live a hermit's life. There are, you go to a koilel, you go to a place where there is learning going on. You go to a place where the chevra people are involved in spiritual growth. That's what you should be involved with. You know, you have options during the day. You have a Shabbos. Shabbos is probably the most critical of these days, you know, because there's a lot of options. People, you know, feel, you know, it's a mitzvah to be hanging around a kiddush all day long and schmoozing and talking, being with people. Again, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a kiddush, and certainly there's a lot of virtues. You go over to a kiddush to a person who's lonely and make them feel good, and it's an opportunity to do mitzvahs. You know, if you go to the kiddush just trying to catch up on news and this and that, then you're wasting your time. But if you're going with a focus and a plan, I know this person has some trouble, let me cheer them up, let me make them feel better. Well, that's part of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. But that's not hanging around in a social environment. Again, I'm not saying we should be non-sociable, but non-sociable has to be in a spiritual context. I'm not saying you should invite people to your house for Shabbos. You invite people to your house for Shabbos, but talk Divrei Torah. Talk valuable things that are to talk about. Coming to the end of a Shabbos, you have a choice. Should you go to Shalashudis, a proper Shalashudis, where you're hearing Divrei Torah, you're singing Smiros, you're trying to achieve Dveikas Tashem, and that you can get with a Chever doing that, as opposed to just a crowd of people just hanging around and schmoozing till Shabbos ends. Those are the differences. Now what you're having more, the bigger test in this generation is the social media. The social media now makes it that you can be alone and with the social media. And you could be texting and tweaking and all these things and getting into every kind of narishkeit that's there. And that, you know, you can be alone and not and have all these faults. So that's why being alone now isn't so easy. You be alone and you go and you know, cruise on the internet. No, you have to put yourself in a situation where you isolate yourself, or at least, curb what comes through into your computer, and you basically hang around good quality people. You don't have to be alone. Chas v'shalom, a human being is a social person. So therefore, that's certainly something that's important to do. So certainly, you should try to spend as much time as you can with high quality people. If you can't find those kinds of people, then keep your own company. And certainly avoid groups that breed all these aforementioned drawbacks that happen. Now, does it mean, you should avoid those people totally? Because sometimes we have opportunities to do outreach to those groups. We don't want to isolate ourselves from them totally. We've got to be very careful to orchestrate the gatherings in such a way that will be you're setting the tone and steering the group in a positive direction. And Shlomo HaMelech already told us in Mishlev, Holeich im chachomim yechkom. The person who follows after the wise people will become wise. Vodomer also said, Had osnecha Incline your ear. Ushma divrei chachamim. Listen to the words of the rabbis. V'mishen mischavrim tzadikim. And someone who doesn't, what does King Solomon say about him? Lo yav leitz. He does do not love the mocker. Hocheach lo rebuke him. El chachamim lo yelech. And to the chum he doesn't go. In other words, don't love lo yehav leitz. Lo yav lo leitz hocheach lo. I think it means the leitz does not love those who rebuke him. And to the chachamim he does not go. That's, I believe, what the pasuk means. V'chachamim is alom, and the rabbi said in Sanhedrin, kinus l'rishoyim, a gathering of the wicked people, ra'alohem v'ra'aliyolam. It's bad for them and bad for the whole world. V'lat tzadikim, and a gathering of tzadikim, tov lahem v'tov lahem. It's good for them and it's good for the whole world. Pizur l'rishoyim, when the rishoyim are separated from each other and can't hang around, it's hanolam, it's good for them because they're not with their bad chevra. V'anosom, it's good for the world. They don't get hurt from that. V'lat tzadikim, but if tzadikim, next page, are separated, ra'alohem is bad for them, v'ra'aliyolam is bad for the entire world. But Amr also says in Pirkei Avos, your home should be a meeting place for the wise, and you should soak in the dust of their feet, and drink up their words with thirst. The pasuk says, so speaks the God-fearing ones, each one to himself. Hashem, and Hashem pays attention. Listen to them, because what they say is such an important thing. So basically, this is all, as you're going to get your lulav and esrog, we all learned this from the arba minim. We know that the esrog represents the tzaddik, and the other minim represents people who are not tzaddikim. Some are rishayim, some are less than tzaddikim. But if you notice carefully, the esrog is held in one hand, and it's distanced from the other three species. The tzaddik has to be alone. He can't be with the other people. Yet, when it's time to do the mitzvah of waving the four species, then we place our hands together. And we have the esrog join the rest. So you see, certainly the tzaddik needs his isolation to grow spiritually, but he must set aside times to show his unity with the masses during positive experiences. So he can invite people to his house for Shabbos, where he sets the tone for the evening. He can join others to discuss positive ways to deal with the crisis in Eretz Yisrael. There's lots of healthy opportunities, you know. And if you find yourself in a public gathering, let's say you're at a wedding, so you try to gravitate towards those people who provide you with positive interactions that will stimulate your growth. And so the question is, how can you tell what you are? Well, just listen to what or who they are. Well, just listen to what they say, and you'll know if you should hang around them. And you know the golden rule, right? Small minds discuss people, average minds discuss events, and great minds discuss ideas, and greater minds would discuss ideas of Torah. So that's our Cheshbon HaNefesh today. Look around and find high-quality people. Make an effort to be in their company. You know, be involved with people who are actively involved in helping in others. Decide which group situations you should begin to avoid, which groups you should be involved with only under optimum conditions, and where the aforementioned drawbacks will not surface. So really, weddings is really the biggest nisayon of all, because there's built-in time to waste. So a person has to make a decision. Better go down to a base medrash and learn. Go in a private place. Go out for an hour. Go for a walk. Whatever. Or gravitate to the people that will have meaningful discussions.